All right, back on a Young Turks post game. I realized at the end of the show that I had gotten so animated I popped my mic off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder how the audio turned out.
Yeah, well, that's my version of dropping the mic, popping the mic.
Inadvertent.
Yeah. All right, so we were talking about what we should discuss the post game, and John was dorking out as usual. To the king of the dorks! something about Harry Potter and magic or something. What did you?
There's two things that are related generally.
Okay. Oh, I have fun magic stories too. Okay, so what?
Fun magic stories. Wow. Okay. We're gonna have tricks from Cenk later on. No. So yesterday was my 1 year anniversary with my girlfriend.
Oh, schmoopy, pop poopy.
It was quite schmoopy. And so we went to Universal, which I'd never been to before. I've never been to any of those. I've never been to Disneyland. Never been to Disney World.
Really.
Welcome to America. I grew up poor. We didn't take vacations. We drove to Vermont once. That was like the only vacation my family ever took.
That's the entire time
I was growing up. So now, and we had, if you come from Connecticut, we have Quassy, which is the tiniest, crappiest little amusement park ever, but it was cool. But anyway, so we go to Universal, and the main thing that I wanted to see, really the only thing I wanted to see, is the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Oh my God, you're so...
It's awesome. It was so cool. I wish I could live there, or at least live in a place like it. Not even, forget the Harry Potter, which I refuse to, but you can. Just the buildings, like they're covered in snow, these little shops, it's all these little alleys you can go through. It just had this sort of old European feel, and they knocked it out of the park. The buildings look so real, the castle looks so real. The little tavern that you eat in, it's like a one floor tavern. But then up above, it's supposed to be like a little hotel that the wizards stay in. So it's got all these little passageways and little like arching bridges and everything, like three levels above you. And they made this thing. You can't even go up there, but it all looks 100% real. And then it gets dorkier, because that's just the normal
stuff.
No. It gets way dorkier.
No, please say it ain't so.
I should have brought my prop. Oh, I should have gotten the prop. But so you go there.
Please don't tell me you bought a little wand. Please
I did.
Tell.
I did not buy a wand.
Oh, thanks God!
I brought Kim's wand, so she had a wand and I borrowed it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my!
So when you go to the Harry
Potter, you
Potterhead,
had Bush's magic wand. Bush had a magic wand. Say low gas,
finite gas. Uh-huh. But so there's all these places. They have a little map, but there's all these places in Harry Potter land that if you do the motion of the wand and say the right thing, something will happen. And so there's these little things on the floor that tell you where they are. And so you go around, it's little things like a water fountain will start or stop, or you know, envelopes will blow into the air or something like that. And so it's just a cool little thing. And if you grew up liking the books, I read them when I was a kid, when I was like 20, 25, I don't know.
I was gonna say, wait a minute, I'm not sure the math adds up there.
I was barely in grad school. But anyway, so you go around and you're doing it. But the embarrassing thing is, like, we went on a Tuesday in fall, which was great because there were like no lines for anything. To get to that Harry Potter ride in the castle, you walk through the castle, through all these things. And along the way, there's lots of cool stuff to look at, little videos playing and everything. But that whole thing is theoretically a line. It could take hours and hours. And we just went right to the front. But so there's enough people that generally, if you see a little spot where you want to cast a spell, you got to wait for some 8-year-old to finish or something. And then there's some kid right coming up right behind you. One time I went to do it, and this little girl, like I messed up. This little girl, like, butts into me from the side, and she's like, "I'll show you how to do it." And she did it really well. She really did. It was so fun.
To the king of the dorks. Yeah. I wish I had a wand to hold up for you.
I should have gotten the wand. There's a whole store that just sells wands. Bunch of different kinds of wands that you can buy, and they look really cool. I ended up tweeting while we were there. I tweeted, "Wands are objectively cooler than guns," just to see if I could piss off some conservatives. And because they are, they just are, they're really cool. And one guy tweeted, it was actually kind of funny, he said, "Oh God, why don't you just finish your transition to female?" Which is kind of funny, offensive, but funny. But then I thought, like, he's saying that me liking wands and tweeting about wands is not masculine. And I don't know exactly what it takes to be a man. Like, I don't know, on the spectrum from not really a man to really being a man, I don't know exactly how you move back and forth. But I have a feeling that being honest and open and not afraid of the things that you enjoy puts you more towards the man than away. I think that having to hide and be afraid of seeming dorky, that's on that end, I think.
Preach it. Teach it. Lohan to the Laura. King of the dorks.
We had so much fun.
Okay. Well, no, I'm glad you, I almost said you came out. And no, and I mean that in a sense.
I live my life as a proud Ravenclaw.
That's right. That's exactly it. That's it. But you were, to be fair, you were never in the closet. I mean, you were proudly out as a Ravenclaw from day one.
Yeah, people are going to cut that apart and. Yeah. You know, I'm not afraid of that either. Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway.
So.
But it's really cool. If you're into it, and it's just like I read those books, and I, you know, I do some writing. I'm actually finishing up a novel right now. I like admire that. The idea that this woman, who is a single mom, had this idea for a book, wrote it, and it became so huge that people literally made a castle so that people could briefly be in the book. And people just flock there to just feel like they're in it. There's huge things like Lord of the Rings, huge Titanic books. Nobody's going to Mordor or pretending. I know you can go to some of the shooting locations, but they've made multiple Harry Potter lands because people just want to feel like they're in it. And that is amazing.
So I have a couple of things to say about that. First, to the King of the Dorks. Okay. So I love your passion for it, John. All kidding aside, no, I'm totally serious. You and I love that you're passionate about it, and you've made a great argument for it, and won me and Edwin over slightly because you know nice. I could tell from Edwin's reactions here because you're right. Rowling sitting there in a cafe creating this wondrous world in her head, and remember at the time no one knows her and she doesn't have any quote unquote success.
Never so, published anything.
Right, and so. She has to be thinking, will anyone else understand what's in my head? Will they think it's crazy, or will another human being enjoy this? And it turns out, no, millions of human beings enjoyed it.
They've sold hundreds of millions of those books.
Yes, and so that's just such a wonderful thing, and she's a great person too, and that makes it even better.
Politically outspoken?
Yeah, but I will end on this, John. If you want to live in that world, you don't have to go to Universal and keep paying every day, and et cetera. That world actually exists. It's called Oxford. So I was at Oxford recently, you know,
remember, oh, really?
For the debate. Remember how I went and debated money out of politics at Oxford?
I didn't know it was at Oxford.
Oh, please, I do declare it was. Wow, okay. Yes. And rather trounced the opponents. So anyway.
Expelliarmus.
Yeah. You know, I have a bunch of cool things. Like we live a pretty damn cool life. I mean, we're super lucky. I have a Secret Service pin from when Bernie Sanders was here, because I've traveled to the Secret Service a couple of times. So they gave me a pin, which is super nice. Wow. Cool.
Did you get a code name?
No, I don't
request
have
one.
That would be that. Then I could retire.
That'd be it.
Yeah, that's it's over. Okay. So I'm like, no, what, aren't you going to do the show anymore? No, I'm sorry. I got a code name. It's over.
It's over. And don't call me Jake.
And I got a pin from Oxford for I don't know if it was for participating in the debate or winning the debate or whatever, but so cool. And anyway, you go to Oxford. And it really does make you want to stay there for months. We literally talked about like, how do we stay here? Because it's just like out of the movie, because for obvious reasons.
That's
right?
What they try to make it look like.
Yes.
So it's the little like weird buildings and.
So the buildings are not that weird, a little weird sometimes in some places, but the little alleyways, like I was in an alleyway, I'm like, this is right out of the movie.
Yeah.
There's like the bookstore and there's like stores in this little alleyway, right?
I gotta go there.
Yeah. Maybe That's you cool. could finish your PhD there.
You're probably not going to happen. I'm more likely to cast a magic spell at this point. Is there a spell to finish a PhD?
God, we live such
Finite
a cool
dissertation.
Life. God, look, guys, it's, okay, super last thing, drink. So we're running nonstop, and there's 1,000 problems. I mean, God, the number of problems are endless in running this company, this show, et cetera, right? On the other hand, I go to Oxford and I don't know if it was a dozen, I don't know, however many people coming up to me saying how much they love the show and how they watch it at Oxford every day. That's mind blowing.
Yeah.
I couldn't have imagined that when we started in Portugal here. Today I was jogging and a woman stopped me and said, oh man, I just love the show. It's
a little bit of that rolling.
Yeah.
Maybe someday they'll make a replica studio. You can go and you can sit. You can just
come. Oh, how cool would that be?
That would be pretty cool.
How cool would that be?
It could be each of the sets through time.
Yeah. Oh my God, that would be so cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And if they said, this is where the revolution began.
There's a place where you can flick your wand and the revolution happens again.
So Rebel Headquarters 1, Rebel Headquarters 2, 3, 4. Oh.
That'd be pretty cool.
let us whisper of a dream. Yeah. Look, as there are a thousand challenges, there is an argument to be made that sitting in my living room when we first started the Young Turks, now almost 16 years ago, if I had a magic wand, I might have just done this. So God bless, man. And for all you members out there, thank you for making it possible. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.